We thank the Lord that once again we can gather together in His name. We truly thank Him that every time we gather before His throne and receive His word, we ask the Lord that He would use His word to guide us in the path He set before us. Let's first turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 2.
We'd
like to continue sharing on the book of Galatians.
And the
title of today's sharing is The Truth of the Gospel. We'll read Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
过了14年, 我同巴拉巴又上耶路撒冷去, 并带着提多同去。
Then after an interval of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also.
我是奉启示上去的, 把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们曾说, 却是背地里, 对那有名望之人说的, 唯恐我现在, 或是从前突然奔跑。
It was because of a revelation that I went up and I submitted to them the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, that I did so in private to those who were of reputation, for fear that I might be running or had run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, though he was a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised.
因为有拖着引进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。
But it was because of the false brethren secretly brought in, who had sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage.
我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们，为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们中间。
But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel will remain with you.
再读11节。
Let's jump down to verse 11.
后来基法到了安提亚, 因他有可责之处, 我就当面抵挡他。
But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned.
从雅各那里来的人, 未到以先, 他和外邦人一同吃饭, 即使他们来到, 他因怕奉割礼的人, 就退去, 与外邦人隔开了。
For prior to the coming of certain men from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, he began to withdraw and hold himself aloof, fearing the party of the circumcision. The rest of the Jews joined him in hypocrisy, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in the presence of all, If you, being a Jew, live like the Gentiles and not like the Jews, how is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews?
我们这生来的犹太人不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。We
are Jews by nature and not sinners from among the Gentiles. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, since by the works of the law no flesh will be justified. But if, while seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves have also been found sinners, is Christ then a minister of sin? May it never be.
我素来所拆毁的肉重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。
For if I rebuild what I have once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live to God.
I 并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
For I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是突然死的。
I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died needlessly.
我们请我们再翻到《使徒行传》第十五章。
Let us now turn to the book of Acts, chapter 15.
我们挑着的从第一节到第四节。
We'll read verses 1 through 4.
有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。
Acts chapter 15 verse 1. Some men came down from Judea and began teaching the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
保罗、巴拉巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众门徒就定规叫保罗和巴拉巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的事上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。
And when Paul and Barnabas had great dissension and debate with them, the brethren determined that Paul and Barnabas and some others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders concerning this issue.
于是教会送他们起行，他们经过腓尼基、撒玛利亚，随处传说外邦人归主的事，叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。
Therefore, being sent on their way by the church, they were passing through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and were bringing great joy to all the brethren.
到了耶路撒冷教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事。
When they arrived at Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them.
我们就继续再读下去。唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
We'll continue reading verse 5. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who had believed stood up, saying, It is necessary to circumcise them and to direct them to observe the law of Moses.
使徒和长老聚会商议这事。
The apostles and the elders came together to look into this matter.
辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信。
After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, Brethren, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe.
知道人心的神也为他们做见证，做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。
And God, who knows the heart, testified to them, giving them the Holy Spirit, just as He also did to us.
又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
And He made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith.
现在为什么试探神要把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在门徒的颈项上呢？
Now therefore, why do you put God to the test by placing upon the neck of the disciples a yoke which neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear?
我们得救呢，是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
But we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way as they also are.
众人都默默无声，听巴拉巴和保罗述说神借他们在外邦中所行的神迹奇事。
All the people kept silent, and they were listening to Barnabas and Paul as they were relating what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. Let's conclude our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，早晨你在西文，我们一同来到你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that this morning you once again bring us before your throne.
在这个七日的第一日，复活早晨，我们心更多在这里称颂你为我们所成就一切的救恩。
On this first day of the week, the day of your resurrection, we once again want to gather and give thanks and praise for your work of salvation.
我们原来不过是个罪人，却因着相信主耶稣基督，我们就能够蒙恩得救，成为神家的人，成为神的儿女。
We who were once sinners have received your grace and can now be your children, part of your family.
主，我们感谢你，这一切都是你所赐恩典，不是我们的行为。
Lord, we thank you that this is all from your grace and not from our works.
你是早晨仍然借着你的话，把我们起初那个得救信心再赐给我们。
Once again, by your word, we pray that you would once again bring us back to the beginning of our faith.
让我们信心从起头直到末了都是相信主耶稣基督，一切都是你所做成的，我们不过是白白领受。
That our through faith we were saved, and it is all by your work and not ours, and we have received
this grace.
And we have nothing to boast about, and what only we boast about is our Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are the God who hears our prayers. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们上次提到说呢，加拉太书呢是一本论到因信称义的书。
We last shared that the book of Galatians is a book about justification by faith.
使徒保罗在那为福音的真理，因信称义在那做辩护。
And the Apostle Paul, there struggled to defend this gospel of justification by faith.
知道人只要相信耶稣基督就可以得救，就可以被神称义，这是神的福音。
That as long as people believe in the Lord, they can be saved, and this is the truth of the gospel.
这是神的恩典，不是出于人的行为，乃是神所赐的。
And this is the gift of the Lord that we just need to believe.
所以当使徒保罗把福音传到加拉太一带地方，那里加拉太那里的人呢，信了福音得救，他们称义了。
And so when the people of the Galatians heard the gospel and received it, they were justified.
现在有犹太教的那些守律法的人来告诉他们说，你们要守摩西的律法，要受割礼，你们才可以得救。
And then when the people of the law, the Jews came, they said, you have to be circumcised and follow the law of Moses to be saved.
保罗说这不是福音，乃是有人要把基督的福音更改了。
And Paul said, this is not...The gospel. These are people that are trying to change the gospel.
什么是基督的福音呢？
And this, how is this not the gospel of Christ?
基督的福音乃是基督为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬，并且三天以后从死里复活。
So what is the gospel of Christ? That he came and died for our sins, and he was buried, and after 3 days he was resurrected.
所以人只要相信耶稣基督，信了他的话，信了他的名，我们就可以得救，我们就可以称义。
And so people only need to believe in the Lord Jesus, believe in his name, and then we will be saved.
不是靠守律法、受割礼才能得救。
And it's not by the law or the circumcision that we are saved.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很基本的一个真理，因信称义，这是福音的真理。
And this is a very foundational truth that we are justified by faith.
保罗说，若有人传福音与我们传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，就应该受咒诅。
And Paul said that if anyone preaches to you a different gospel, then he is to be accursed.
保罗为什么用那么重的话来说，凡有人传福音给你与我们所传的，就是以保罗他们所传的福音不一样的话，都应该受咒诅。
Why does Paul use such strong language that if anyone preaches a gospel that is contrary to what they have preached to them, that they are to be accursed?
因为这是关系到福音的真理，关系到一个根基的问题。
Because this is a question of the truth of the gospel, about the foundation of the gospel.
这是一个救恩的根基，这在那里有人要更改的时候，这是一个非常严重、很严肃的事情。
And if anyone wants to change the foundation of the gospel, it is a very serious thing.
因为诗篇告诉我们说，若是根基毁坏了，义人还能做什么呢？
Because the Psalms tells us, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
当根基出了问题以后呢，上面就不能够建造。
If the foundation has a problem, then you cannot build upon it.
即使人在那建造的话，也经不起环境的考验。
And if they do build something on these foundations, it would not be able to stand the test of the elements.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章末了那里讲到一个比喻。
And the Lord Jesus shared an example in Matthew chapter 7.
他说，若一个聪明人乃是把他的房子盖在磐石上。
He says, a wise man built his house on the rock.
雨淋水冲风吹撞那房子，房子不会倒塌。
And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against the house and yet it did not fall.
但是若是一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上呢？
But But if a foolish man built his house on the sand,
当雨淋水冲风吹到房子的时候，他就倒塌的非常厉害。
And when the rain comes and the flood comes and the wind blows against that house, it would collapse mightily.
因为他把房子盖在沙土上。
Because he built his house on the sand.
他是一个无知的人。
He is a foolish man.
所以到第三章保罗就指着那些加太人说你们是无知的人。
So in Galatians chapter 3, he calls them foolish. Paul calls them foolish.
因为他们要把这个房子盖在沙土上。
Because they want to build this house on sand.
所以当有人在那边更改福音的真理的时候呢，他们信心就受了摇摆。
Because when someone came to them and wanted to change the foundation of the gospel, their hearts were swayed.
但是人若是站在这个稳固的根基上，他就能够站得稳，他就能够经得起环境的考验。
But if someone stands upon this solid rock, they would be able to withstand these waves and buffets.
所以保罗曾经对更多教会说，你们领受了福音，你们要靠这个福音站住。
And so Paul says to the Corinthians, this gospel which I preach to you, which you have received, you also have to stand on it.
这是因信称义，这是个基本的真理，却是一个非常重要的真理。
This justification by faith is a very important truth.
所以为什么保罗需要用一卷书来解释这个因信称义，这个福音的真理呢？
So why does Paul need to take a whole book to defend this justification by faith?
今天我们对我们来说，好像因信称义是一个非常简单、非常粗浅的一个真理。
For us today, we may find that justification by faith is a very simple and basic truth.
也常常是我们所忽略的。And
sometimes we may toss it aside.
是我们所忽略的，疏忽。
We may consider it to be very boring or plain.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经里面有一些很基本、基要真理，那是一个根基。
And the Bible has many of these basic truths that are actually foundational.
我们对这些根基要真理要非常很清楚的明白，这样子我们在属灵生活上，我们生命才能够被建立起来。
And so we have to understand these basic truths very well so that the rest of our spiritual life can be built up.
教会才能够被建造起来。
And the church can be built.
所以基要真理对我们来说一个非常重要的。
So these basic truths are to us very important.
所以这个根基也是说到主耶稣基督他自己。
And this foundation speaks of the Lord Jesus himself.
所以我们的诗歌29首那一首说，基督磐石是我所稳踏，其他地位都是流沙。
So as our hymn, the solid rock tells us, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天站在主耶稣所成就救赎工作这个稳固的磐石的根基上。
And so today, brothers and sisters, we're standing on this solid rock.
我们就不至于摇摆。
So we will not be shaken.
甚至讲到另外一种根基，就是神的话。
And the Bible tells us of another foundation, which is the Word of God.
以弗所书第二章二十节来说，教会是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 tells us that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
使徒和先知的根基就是讲到他们所传递的神的话。
And the apostles and prophets speaks of the gospel and the words that they share.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们属灵生命若是我们有神的话做我们的根基的话，自然而然生命就能够成长。
So brothers and sisters, if we have the word of God as our foundation, then our spiritual life will naturally grow.
所以若是我们没有用神的话做根基的话，属灵生命要成长就非常不容易。
If we don't have the word of God as our foundation, then our spiritual life will be very difficult to grow.
所以我们看见今天许多神的儿女虽然信主多年，但是为什么他们属灵生命成长非常有限呢？
So today, why do we see these brothers and sisters who have believed for many years, but their spiritual life seems to be growing in a very limited way?
因为他们没用神的话做他们的根基。
Because they have not used the word of God as their foundation.
因为人在那没有好好来研读神话，明白神话。
Because they did not carefully study and understand God's word.
自然而然，生命在那不容易成长，生命不能够被建立起来。
That their life would not grow and be built up.
所以这些都是很基本的真理。
So these are very basic truths.
但是却是我们应该 注重的，看重的。
But we need to treasure them.
感谢主，这个根基是没有人可以更改的。
We thank the Lord that this is a foundation that no one can change.
耶稣所成就救赎是永远有功效。
that the salvation accomplished by our Lord Jesus is eternally effective. And we only need to believe to be able to stand firm upon the solid rock. And our spiritual life would be firm and be able to grow.
那第二章就讲到保罗是如何的忠于神的福音，真实所这个福音的真理。
And in chapter 2, it tells us how Paul defended his gospel that he shared.
在这一开头讲到说，过了14年，我同巴拉巴和又上耶路撒冷去。
It says in the beginning here, after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas.
前面第一章末了告诉我们说，当使徒保罗在大马色路上遇见主，他得救以后。
The first chapter tells us that after Apostle Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
他先往亚拉伯罗旷野在那里住了三年。
He first stayed in the Arabian wilderness for 3 years.
然后过了三年以后呢，他才上耶路撒冷去见那个基法，就是彼得，还有主的兄弟雅各。
And after that period of time, he went up to Jerusalem to meet Cephas, who was Paul or Peter, and the brother of the Lord Jesus, James.
然后从那个时候开始，他就到各地传扬神的福音，这么见证神的福音。
And after that point, he went to various places to share the gospel of the Lord.
经过14年呢，他再一次和巴拉巴一同上耶路撒冷去。
And after 14 years, he along with Barnabas went back to Jerusalem.
他为什么上耶路撒冷去呢？那个背景就记载在使徒行传15章那里。
And the reason why he went up to Jerusalem and that background is recorded in Acts chapter 15.
因为那时候保罗第一次从安提亚出去传福音，然后传道，然后又回到安提亚那个地方。
So after Paul's first missionary journey, he went to various places and returned back to Antioch.
就有几个人呢，从犹太那里下来，就是从耶路撒冷那里下来到安提阿，在那里教训人说，你们若不守摩西的规条，就不能够受割礼，不受割礼就不能得救。
And when he returned to Antioch after his first missionary journey, there were people from Judea, these Jews that were preaching there, that said, unless you follow the law of Moses and are circumcised, you cannot be saved.
这里所讲的摩西的律规条，说摩西的规条不是指的那个道德律来说的。
And this law of Moses is speaking of the law.
道德。
The works.
道德律，就是要。
The law of works.
在这里呢，是讲的是宗教礼仪的那些的规条，那些律法。
And so these are these laws and acts of religion.
我们在旧约摩西的律法也有一些道德律，就是不可偷窃、不可偷窃、不可说谎、不可杀人，这些都是道德律，还是需要守的。
And there are certain laws of works that are spoken of in the law of Moses that we still need to follow today, such as, you know, do not steal, do not murder.
到了新约也是一样，神的话吩咐我们说不要说谎，不要偷窃，不要贪心，这些都是要守的。
And there are certain things in the New Testament that we still need to adhere to today, which is, you know, don't lie, don't covet.
所以在这里说，不按摩西的律法呢，是指那些宗教礼仪的那一方面来说的。
So this law of Moses that they were speaking of are these religious requirements that they're speaking of.
圣经常常用受割礼这件事情来代表人要守那些摩西的律法。
And the Bible uses a circumcision as an example of the religious requirements that.
所以现在有人从耶路撒冷那里下来到安提阿，在教训人说，你们要守摩西的律法，受割礼，你们才能得救。
So when they returned to Antioch, there were these Jews that were preaching that you had to follow the law of Moses and be circumcised in order to be saved.
保罗就和他们辩论。
And so Paul argued with them.
所以为了这件事情呢，教会就打发保罗跟巴拉巴上耶路撒冷去，要和使徒长老们交通这件事情。
And therefore, the church in Antioch sent Paul and Barnabas to Jerusalem to speak with the apostles and the elders.
所以在那一次就有一次会议。
And so they had this debate. So
一般称为那是耶路撒冷的会议。
And so they are at this council, and they call it the Council of Jerusalem.
在这个会议里面, 他们在交通, 外邦人是不是需要守律法, 受割礼, 他们才能得救呢?
And so at this council, they debated whether or not the Gentiles had to receive circumcision to be saved.
所以在这次的聚会里面, 彼得在做见证说神拣选了他, 叫外邦人从他口中听到福音, 并且相信了。
And so there, at this council, Paul testified that through his sharing the gospel to the Gentiles, they believed in the Lord and were saved. And that the Lord accepted them and gave them the Holy Spirit as they have also received the Holy Spirit, they being the Jews.
我想, 罗马的一个百夫长哥尼罗这件事来说的。
And Peter said this, probably speaking of this Roman centurion Cornelius.
因为当彼得到哥尼罗家把福音传给他一家人的时候, 他们相信耶稣基督, 他们就得救了, 他们也在那受洗。
Because when Peter shared the gospel with the household of Cornelius, his whole household believed and were baptized. And when they received the gospel, the Holy Spirit fell upon them and they received the Holy Spirit as well. So Peter said that we received this grace just as they did, the same way.
信主得救称义都是主耶稣基督的恩典没有什么分别
that the Gentiles and the Jews both received the same grace from the Lord Jesus. There's no difference.
同样保罗也在那个耶路撒冷会议里面 他见证说神借他们在外邦当中所行的神迹奇事 见证神的福音
and Paul shared about his work and the miracles performed among the Gentiles.
所以彼得、保罗他们在那同样见证一件事情：人得救，因信称义，只要相信耶稣基督就可以了，不需要受割礼，不需要守摩西的律法。
And so Peter and Paul both shared the same thing, that we are justified by faith, and we don't need to be circumcised to become saved.
最后，那个雅各他就起来做个结论。
And finally, James stood up and gave his conclusion.
他在引用旧约先知的话说，凡称呼我名下的外邦人都要来寻求主，神也悦纳他们。
And he shared this this verses from the Old Testament that all nations will be blessed but through the Jews.
同样在先知以赛亚那也已经预言说到神的仆人要做外邦人的光，他施行救恩直到地极。
And as in Isaiah, that they will be a light to the Gentiles, and all the world would. And so the gospel needed to be shared among all the Gentiles, and the Lord would be pleased.
所以使徒保罗、彼得他们出去传福音的时候，已经印证这件事情。 外邦人、犹太人只要相信耶稣基督，他们就因信称义，就得救了，没有什么分别。
And so Paul and Peter and all these apostles, they testified that through the sharing of the gospel in the Gentiles, that we are justified by faith alone, and we don't need circumcision to be saved.
保罗说和我同去这个其桌，他是保罗同工，他是一个外邦人，保罗也没有勉强他受割礼。
And he specifically mentioned Titus, who was a Gentile, who was one of his co-workers, and he, in particular, was not circumcised. And so at this Council of Jerusalem, the apostles and elders made this decision that they just need to be justified by faith.
所以我们看见保罗，也可以说包括彼得，他们同样在那为这个因信称义这件事情在那做见证。他们的确经历从传福音给外邦人，他们也经历到人只要相信耶稣基督就可以得救，就可以成义了。
And so we see Peter and Paul both testifying of this foundational truth that men only need to be to believe in order to be justified by faith.
但是在那时候有一些假弟兄，就是那些犹太教当中守律法的人，他们偷着进到教会里面。
But here there were some false brethren who were secret, who were Jews who were secretly brought in.
保罗说他们要窥探我们在基督耶稣里面的自由，要叫我们做奴仆。
And Paul describes them as who had sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage.
要把人重新带回到律法底下，受捆绑，做律法的一个奴仆，照律法要求去行。
And they were there to bring us back into bondage under the law, in order to live as slaves under the law.
保罗说，若是我们回到律法里面，那我们又重新，再来要做奴仆，不是一个自由的人。
And Paul describes this as if we were to follow the law again, we would be slaves to the law and no longer be free.
所以在使徒行传15章那里，彼得说，我们不能把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的那个恶呢，放在这些信徒的身上，景象上。
So Peter says that we should not put this yoke that we had on the neck of the disciples that our fathers nor we ourselves were unable to bear.
这是人担当不起的事情。
Because this is something that no one can live up to by themselves.
因为人即使可以受割礼，但是神许多律法人还是不能按着神的律法去行。
Because people can be circumcised, but there are many other laws of the Lord that people cannot live up to.
那就是一个不自由，是一个奴仆。
So they are not free, they are slaves.
那是一个非常苦的一种生活，是没有人可以担得起的一个担子。
It is a very burdensome life that people will not be able to bear.
使徒保罗他信主之前就是活在那个情形里面。
And our apostle Paul himself lived in that situation.
因为他认为当那个律法捆绑他，他非常苦。
Because the law bound him, and his life was very.
虽然他里面有一个心要守神律法，但是他守不住。
Because in him he had this desire to live according to the law of the Lord, but he could not.
所以在罗马书第七章那里，保罗在父王说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体？”
And so in Romans chapter 7, Paul says, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?"
感谢神，保罗在说：“感谢神，靠着耶稣基督就能脱离了。”
And Paul says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, that He will be able to put off this burden."
从律法里面捆绑里面释放拯救出来。Because
Lord Jesus saved them out of bondage from the law.
因为福音的真理叫他们得以自由了。Because
the truth of the gospel has brought them freedom.
所以主也曾经说，真理必叫你们得自由。And
the Lord Jesus Himself said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free."
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们看见，当一个人对真理有一个清楚认识的时候，他是一个自由的人，他就不再受许多事物的捆绑。
So we see if someone knows the truth, they will be a free man. They will no longer be bound. And they can enjoy all the spiritual blessings from the Lord in Jesus.
我们看到今天许多神恩典，虽然你蒙恩得救，好像也是在基督里面已经得自由了，但是好像很少，或者说不多的享受那个基督里面自由那个丰富。
And today we see many brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord Jesus. They seemingly have received this freedom. But they don't seem to be enjoying the fullness of that freedom.
因为在那里对一些真理不够认识，或者甚至不认识真理，所以在那里仍然受一些的捆绑。
It's because they are not fully understanding the truth or don't know all of the truth and have therefore been subject to this bondage.
保罗在其他书信，在那个可能在提摩太那里，他说：“凡物都可吃。” 只要神所，这是神所赐的，我们都可以吃，感谢就可以吃了。And
Paul said, you know, all things are we can eat. As long as we give thanks, we can eat it.
甚至祭过偶像的食物也可以吃。And
even things that were sacrificed to idols, we can eat.
因为保罗他对真理非常清楚，偶像算得什么？偶像是虚假，他不是神。And
because Paul is very clear an understanding of the truth that. These idols are fake.
他不能享受神所造的万物。
And he knows that God created all things.
因为人在那受捆绑,
but there, the people were under bondage.
因为不认识真理,
because they didn't understand the truth.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们在新约里面可能没有像犹太人当初有那些摩西的律法来受他捆绑。
Brothers, today we may not be bound by the laws of Moses.
但是我们可能今天受到许多传统一些文化背景的一个影响，那么也是不得自由。
But we may be influenced by the things of our culture or our community that are still that we may no longer feel free.
很多习俗也是成为了捆绑。 习俗
There are many customs that may cause us to be bound as well.
就像我们看见今天许多中东来的人来到北美这个地方。
As we see today, there are many people from the Asia Pacific region that have come to North America.
特别妇女，她们所穿着服装，你看都是包得紧紧的。
From the Middle East, when they come to America, they cover themselves completely.
可能那是一种他们传统的服装，甚至可能是跟宗教有点关联的一些影响，他们必须穿那种服装。
And so these women may be influenced by the customs of their culture, which may be related to their religion, that they cover themselves completely. And even in a very hot day, they are still covered.
你说苦不苦啊?
And you say, is this cruel?
没有自由.
There's no freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这都是文化，这些不是一个秩序上一个条例在那限制我们做这个做那个，乃是在一个习俗里面，人就没有自由。
And so this is a religious requirement that we are no longer allowed to be free.
人家所述那些人给我们一些教导、一些文化的一些影响。
And these are teachings from man in our religion that are keeping us from being.
但是若是我们对真理有认识的话，这一切都脱落了，这一切都不能成为捆绑。
But if we understand the truth, then these will no longer bind us. We'll live in the freedom of the Lord Jesus. And that is a true freedom. And it is not because man tells us you can't do this or you can't do that. In Lord Jesus, we will have this freedom. And so Paul says these false brethren, he didn't even give them one hour, one moment. That he would not allow this wrong teaching to enter into the church. That he would not allow this false teaching to be spread in the
church.
And that why does Paul say that he did not want this false teaching to abide among the Galatians?
在更多前书第五章，保罗说，一点的念教就能使全团发起来。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 that even a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough.
笑在圣经里面都是指的败坏的东西。
Leaven in the Bible is always something that is corrupt.
一点的笑都要把它除去。
Even though the tiniest bit of leaven must be
expunged.
And so Paul said he did not want to allow even the tiniest bit of their teaching to remain among them. And so Paul, we see here, is firmly holding on to the truth of the gospel.
不管那些有名望的人，不管那些是怎样的人，
Even those who are famous or important, Paul opposed them. And they couldn't add anything to Paul.
所以在第一章里面他也曾说，我是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心？
As he says in the first chapter, for am I now seeking the favor of men or of God?
我其实要讨人的喜欢吗？还是要得神的喜欢？
Am I seeking to please men or am I seeking to please the Lord?
感谢神, 保罗他要得神的喜欢。
We thank the Lord that Paul is seeking to please the Lord. Because he knows he is a servant of the Lord Jesus. He's faithful to the burden of the gospel that the Lord has given
to him.
He is faithful to the truth of the gospel. Because he did not receive this gospel from men, but he received a revelation from the Lord Jesus. So he has this firm assurance that the gospel he is sharing is the true gospel, and it cannot be changed. If anyone attempts to change this gospel, they are to be accursed.
So we see Apostle Paul, how he is very steadfast standing on this foundation.
So we see the Apostle Paul how firmly he is standing on this foundation.
So 弟兄姐妹，今天我们所领受的真理都是从耶稣基督启示来，都是从圣灵的启示来的话。
And so, brothers and sisters, if our revelation comes from the Holy Spirit,
自然而然我们就能够很确定、很有信心的站在这个根基上。
We can be firmly assured that we can stand on this foundation.
这是一个基本的真理，这个基要真理，这是个根基的问题。
This is a very basic and simple truth, and this is a foundational.
所以我们实在需要神把他自己的话解开。圣灵把神的话解开，让我们能明白神的真理。
So we need the Lord to open His word to us, the Holy Spirit to reveal His word to us, that we may be able to stand firm upon it.
那十一节以后呢，就讲到彼得、基华身上所发生一件事情。
And in Galatians 2, starting from verse 11, it gives us a story of what happened. To Peter.
使徒彼得在这里好像在福音的真理上好像他软弱跌倒了。
And it appears that Peter had suffered weakness and stumbled.
好像不像他在耶路撒冷那个会里面所讲的那么很坚定，那么有信心的人，只要相信耶稣基督就可以得救了。
He did not appear as he did in the council in Jerusalem, when he was testifying that. That people would only need to be justified by faith. Believing in the Lord. We know that Paul is someone who knows the truth of the gospel and has experienced it.
在使徒行传一开头，当圣灵降下以后，充满在使徒们心中的时候，他们真的很刚强，为福音做见证。
In Acts, when the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples, they spoke very mightily.
Peter 很清楚地对那些犹太人、那些公会、那些官府人说，除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别人叫我们得救。
And when Peter spoke to the scribes and Pharisees, he spoke very mightily to them that there is no other name by which we can be saved.
神也曾经给他一个意象。
And the Lord himself gave him a revelation.
当神要当他要到那个哥尼流这个外邦人家中的时候，神先让他看这个意象。
Before he went to the household of Cornelius, the Lord first gave him a revelation.
有一块大布从天降下来。
There's this great sheet coming down from the heavens.
在里面有各样世俗的所受昆虫啊，天上飞鸟。
In it, there were all kinds of four-footed animals and crawling creatures of the earth and birds of the air.
有声对他说，彼得你起来宰来吃。
And a voice came to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat.
彼得说，主啊，我不能吃，凡俗物不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。
But Peter said, by no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean.
然后在那也有声说，神所洁净不可当作食物。
But the voice came to him a second time, what God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy.
这样有三次。
And it's happened three times.
虽然在当时彼得不能完全明白那个到底这个是什么意思。
At the time, Peter did not fully understand what this meant.
但是等到他到哥尼流家的时候，他明白过来了。
But when he went to the house of Cornelius, he understood.
原来这些外邦人也是神所洁净的，也是神所悦纳的。
That the Gentiles were cleansed by the Lord and were sought by the Lord.
So, 很显然，彼得他对福音的真理是非常清楚的。
And so Peter had this clear understanding of the gospel.
刚才说他在耶路撒冷会里面也这么很坚定的见证人得救的是主耶稣基督的恩。
And we said before that in the Council of Jerusalem, he said that we were all saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus.
而在这个时候，为什么彼得看见那些从犹雅各那里，就是从耶路撒冷一些人来的时候呢？他原来是跟外邦人一起吃饭。
And so, when Peter was in Antioch before these people came from James, which is to say the Jews, he was eating with the Gentiles.
而是信来的时候，他因为怕那些奉割礼的人，然后就退去，以这些外邦人就隔开了。And
so, because of these men who came from James, he separated himself from the Gentiles, fearing the party of the circumcision.
因为在律法以下。 这些外邦人都是不洁净的，犹太人他们是洁净的，是神所神的百姓，所以不容许跟外邦一起吃饭。Because
under the Mosaic law, the Gentiles are unclean and the Jews are clean, so we cannot have the Jews and Gentiles eating together.
但是我们知道保罗他是知道是可以与外邦人吃饭，因为他们都是神所洁净的，是可以与他们亲近的。But
Peter should have known that the Gentiles were cleansed by the Lord, and that the Jews and the Gentiles can eat together.
但是为什么在这个时候好像保罗退后了呢?
Peter.
彼得退后了呢?
So why is it here that Peter seems to have withdrawn?
为什么这些守律法说要受割礼的人来的时候，他就惧怕他们呢?
Why is it that when this party of circumcision came, that Peter seemed to be afraid of them?
他就退下去，连那些犹太人呢，也随着他装甲。
And because Peter withdrew, the other Jews also fell in with his hypocrisy.
甚至连巴拉巴也是水火装甲。And
even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy.
弟兄姊妹，这让我们很难理解一件事情。Brothers,
this is a very difficult thing to understand.
彼得、巴拉巴他们对真理是非常清楚的。Peter
and Barnabas are fully understood.
为什么这些人来说他们就惧怕呢？
Why was it that when these men came that they were afraid? Peter should have been set free from the law and no longer bound by it. But here, he suffered weakness. Here, he was under a great pressure. And so he separated himself from the Gentiles with which he used to eat.
在这里让我们看见一件事情。Here
we see something.
为什么像彼得这样的人在这个关口胜不过?
Why is it that Peter could not overcome this?
我们可以看见那是一个宗教的一个权势、一个力量的影响。We
can see the strong influence of religion.
像一个对真理有认识、也有经历的人在这个
That someone who knew the truth and had experienced it could not be able to stand underneath
this
pressure. And he influenced many other people. And this is why Paul needed to openly rebuke him. If he didn't openly rebuke him. Because this was a very serious matter. Because in the future, people may think that we cannot have fellowship and eat with the Gentiles. And there, the truth of the gospel would have been changed. And not only that, Peter was a leader. And his influence is very great.
他做那个动作,
when he does something, other people will follow him.
因为在那里有一股势力,有一个权势在那里,这个宗教权势在那里。
We can see there's a force, this influence of religion there.
所以我刚刚提到说,今天我们活在这个时代,可能我们没有摩西律法那些犹太教那个背景,受那些律法影响。
We say today we may not have this background of being under the law of Moses.
但是今天许多基督徒仍然受基督教许多传统影响。
But we may be influenced by the various congregations of the church.
那些宗教传统的影响,
That we may be influenced by the religion of
Christianity.
We may understand and know
the
And we may have experienced some of it.
当站在这个宗教气氛的底下, 在这个基督教影响底下, 好像他也会退缩, 不敢持守那个福音的真理。
But like Peter, we may feel the influence of religion and may not be able to stand firm.
就随着众人去行呀。
And we would just live as
很简单一件事情, 今天所谓的圣诞节。
A very simple example today, is Christmas.
我们很清楚这不是真理，这不是圣经的教训。
We are very clear that this is not the truth. This is not the teaching from the Bible.
我相信许多基督徒他都懂这个道理。
And many Christians will understand and know this truth.
但是整个基督教气氛就让人不得受那个气氛的影响。
But the church will has allowed the people to be influenced by this.
不敢与他们有分别。
And they are unwilling to separate themselves from it. And when the holiday season comes, they celebrate. And we know that today, that not only do believers celebrate, but also unbelievers celebrate as well. And we know that Christmas is not just a regular holiday. It's a religious holiday. Holiday. But even this religious holiday, we see many Christians have fallen into its bondage. And some of the things that they do have nothing to do with Christmas.
不仅那些不信的人所做的事情跟主耶稣降生一点关系都没有。
And those who don't believe that their celebrations have nothing to do with the church. And Christians likewise, how they celebrate Christmas has nothing to do with the teaching of the Lord Jesus. This is an influence of religion.
人趁着那个假期是吧，彼此送礼物， 然后趁着那个假期去旅游，去吃喝玩乐。
And people will take advantage of the a holiday to give gifts to one another, to travel and to eat and make merry.
为什么? 那就是一个基督教宗教的影响。
Why? Because this is the influence of a religion.
不站在真理的根基上。
We are unable to stand firm on
既然不是神的教训, 不是真理, 为什么我们要照着世人去做呢?
This is not from the foundation of our Lord Jesus. Why do we go along with the rest of the world?
用什么, 我们不要以为这是个小事。
But this is, don't consider this to just be a small thing.
And
we see when Peter withdrew, why does Paul seem to openly rebuke him? Because what he did was not right and did not agree with the truth of the gospel.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要神恩典。 怜悯我们，真是把这把从这个宗教气氛里面得释放、得自由。So
we need the grace of the Lord to set us free from the bondage of religion.
我想今天许多神的儿女就落到这个光景底下。We
see many brothers and sisters today are in this situation.
教会可以不摆一个圣诞树。The
church could buy a Christmas tree.
但是为什么家里自己要买圣诞树呢？
But why would we buy a Christmas tree for our own homes?
这个就是一个宗教影响到我们。This
is a religious influence upon us.
平常都可以送礼物，都是亲人干什么有需要可以送东西给他。为什么趁着这个节气来送礼物呢？
You can give gifts to your friends and family or anyone in need at any time. Why do we need to wait for this?
节气大家就做这样的事情。
Season to do it.
我就照着他们一样行。
Because in the season, we're just following everyone else.
所以弟兄姊妹在真理上一根站立不住的话。 那影响是非常大的。
So if someone is unable to stand firm on the truth of the gospel, their influence is very great.
从圣经里让我们看见道德的罪虽然是神所定罪的，道德的罪，犯了一些罪，摩罗。
What? So we see If we violate our morals, then it is a sin. But if we violate the truth of the gospel, it is more serious. Because it is touching upon the Lord's will. If you sin against your morals, it might be a sin against yourself. It may influence only a small group of people.
真理扭曲真理不照真理行那是影响全面更大的
But if you violate the truth of the gospel it is it will influence many many more people
那是影响教会的建造的
It is influencing the building up of the church
所以教会要持守那纯真的真理
So the church needs to stand firm on that initial truth
所以保罗在那里当面就指责彼得
So there, Paul openly rebuked Peter.
好像在这里, 保罗,
it is as if Paul was once again telling Peter about the truth of the gospel. Giving him a medial lesson.
好说,
It says that we know that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Since by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified.
感谢神,没有一个艺人,没有一个,怀有血气,没有一个人能够行立法被神称义。
We thank the Lord that no one was justified by the works of the law. Only by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ can we be
saved. If
we are saved by the Lord Jesus and we still need to be circumcised and follow the law, And that testifies that we were originally a sinner. And it would also mean that the salvation of the Lord Jesus is not complete and not enough. That's why we would need to add on following the law and circumcision. So, brothers and sisters, what is the truth of the gospel? What does it mean to be justified by faith?
接受他做我们个人救赎，生命进到里面，我们得救成义了。
That we only need to believe in the Lord Jesus, receive Him into our hearts, and then we would be saved.
我们不需要再回到律法底下守律法各样规条。
We don't need to return to the law and be subject to all of its restrictions.
所以保罗说：“我因律法就像律法死，叫我可以向神活着。”
So Paul says, through the law I died to the law that I may be alive to Christ Jesus.
我们今天向着律法，我们这个人死了。
And to the law, we have died.
律法管不到我们了,
the law can no longer reach us.
是我们不需要再去守律法, 守那些规条, 守那些宗教礼仪,
so we no longer need to be bound by the restrictions of that religion.
就像一个人若是犯罪被, 法庭, 判刑, 要, 关到监狱里面,
like someone who has transgressed the law and has been locked up in prison.
但是若是他没有, 关到监狱里面, 他死了,
and if before he went into prison, that the prisoner died,
法律就管不到他了,
the law can no longer reach him.
法律不能说, 你虽然死了,
the law will not say, even though you're dead, we'll put you in prison.
只要这个人死了, 那个法, 那个案子就结束了,
as long as this person died, then the sentence is complete.
感谢神, 我们已经死了,
Thank you, Lord, that we are already
dead.
That the law can no longer reach us, and we no longer under restriction.
我们向着神是活着,
and to the Lord, we are alive.
因为我们里面得到一个活生命, 我们可以活在神面前,
we have this new life within us that we can live before Him.
我们是根据这个生命活, 不是根据律法活,
we live according to this life, but not according to the law.
因为我们已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我了，是基督在我里面活着。
Because it's no longer I who live, but the Lord Jesus who lives in me.
所以我们看基督徒的属灵生活都不是因为靠外面守这个守那个。
And so today our lives should not be according to this or that outside.
都不是人在那边教导我们说你要做这个做那个才是一个基督徒，或说才是个好基督徒。
We are not a good Christian because other people are telling us you should do this or that.
有时候好像我们会落到这个情形里面，好像告诉弟兄姊妹你要做这个，你不该做那个。
And many times we fall into the situation where we may tell each other you should do this or you shouldn't do that.
虽然那些都是该做的，或说那些是不应该做的。
Or that these things you should do or these things you shouldn't do.
当然那些该做不是说不，也是应该做的。
And the things that you should do are we ought to do.
所以我们说弟兄姊妹，你一天要读几张旧约，几张新约，那是好的，是不是？
And we may say, brothers and sisters, you should read every day, you know, several chapters of the Old Testament, some of the New Testament. These are good things, right?
我不是说这样说不好啊。
I'm not saying that these are wrong or bad.
但是常常落到那句叫人守律法。
But if we very easily fall into this this mindset, then it would be the law.
读圣经聚会服事，这是生命的自然表现。
Because reading the Bible, attending meetings, and serving are expressions of life.
这是自然一个需要，生命的一种需要。
And these are the basic needs of the spiritual life.
只要我们让基督活在我们里面，那个需要自然而然就会表现出来，不需要人在那里教导我们说要做这个做那个。
And if we are living a normal life, then we don't need other people to tell us to do this or that.
事实上，人教导我们的时候，我们最终还是失败，还是做不到。
And even if someone tells us to do this or that, in the end, relying on our own life,
告诉我们说，我们要学习住在他里面，住在基督里面。
So the Bible tells us that we have to learn to abide in Christ.
因为基督的生命已经活在我们里面了。
Because the life of Christ already dwells within us.
今天我们活不是凭着我们活呢，是因着信神而死而活。
So it is no longer us who are living, but believing in the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who is living in us.
更准确的话应该是说，我活着呢，我若生活着呢，是因为神儿子的信心而活着。
A better translation would be, it is no longer I who live, but the faith of the Lord Jesus who is living in us.
是基督的信心在我们里面，让我们能够知道如何活在他面前。
It is the faith of the Lord Jesus who is in us. That we can live before Him.
这是基督的属灵生活。
This is the Christian spiritual life.
因为我们已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我了，是基督在我里面活着。
Because I was already crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
向着律法我已经死了，向着神我可以活着。
I'm already dead to the law.And I am alive to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督属灵的秘诀，属灵生活的一个秘诀。
This is the secret of the Christian spiritual life.
虽然好像这些都是我们非常熟悉的一个基本真理。
This may be a very basic spiritual truth that we consider.
但是我们需要圣灵更新这些基本的真理。
But we need the Holy Spirit to renew these basic truths to us.
好像在身体上里面非常扎实的。
That these
身体上里面非常扎实。
That the truth would take root in us.
弟兄姊妹，都是身体上里面扎实，自然而然我们就能够站在这个稳固的根基上。
And if the truth takes root within us, we will be able to stand firm on this foundation.
今天地上许许多多似是而非的道理。
And today there are many things that are happening.
若是我们里面明亮的话，我们就能够可以分辨。
And if we are enlightened, then we'll be able to distinguish between.
我们就更不会说随着他们去行。
We will no longer just go with what the world says.
我们会持守神给我们的看见。
We'll be able to stand firm on revelation that the Lord has given to us.
我们持守是很不容易的。
And standing firm is not easy.
这是西安特会好像请我。主题就是讲到这一方面，要持守你们所有的。
And this seems to be the topic of the
那个西西
the West Coast Conference this year.
要持守你所有原有的。
To stand firm on what you have been given.
Keep
to keep what you have been given.
不要被夺去。
To not be swept away.
感谢神，神已经把许多宝贵真理都赐给我们了。
We thank the Lord that He has given us all these precious truths.
我们今天只要靠主恩典守住。
We need to rely on His grace to stand firm upon it.
坚持的守住神给我们的。
To stand firm and hold on to what the Lord has given us.
我们不仅不要受世界各种风俗习惯的影响。
That we will no longer be influenced by the winds of this world.
我们不要受今天基督教许多风气的影响。
We will no longer be swayed by religion of Christianity.
虽然那个影响，甚至当就像当日彼得他会惧怕。
This force of religion that even Peter was afraid of.
我们也同样会惧怕。
That we also should may be afraid of it.
为什么会惧怕？因为觉得如果不是这样行的话，好像就孤单了。
It is if we do not follow them, then we would be alone, right?
我们就不容易走这条属灵道路。
And it would be difficult for us to walk the spiritual path.
感谢主，主耶稣在马大福音第七章那里讲很清楚，这是一条窄路，这是个窄门。
As it says in Matthew, that this is a narrow way and a narrow gate.
主耶稣出来传道说就很清楚，让我们看见今天基督徒的道路就是这样子。
And the Lord Jesus shared that the Christian life today is like that.
都是少数人，都是余数。
Very few would pass through.
所以我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
只要我们守得住。
As long as we are able to stand firm.
只要我们能够持守那个神给我们那个真理。
As long as we are able to hold fast to the truth that the Lord has given to us.
神应许我们，他与我们同在，直到他再来。
He has promised that He will be with us until He returns.
求主恩待我们，虽然这是一个非常简单的基本真理，因信称义。
We thank the Lord, and even though this is a very simple and basic truth,
福音的真理，福音的真理。
This is a very basic truth of the gospel.
我们都已经领受了。
And we have all already received it.
但是我们今天要靠着站立得住。
But we must be able to rely upon it and to stand firm on it.
这样我们就能够在这个地上成为主的见证人。
And then we would be able to be the Lord's testimony here on earth.
求主恩待他自己的话语。
May the Lord be gracious to His word.
请他给我们做结束祷告吧。
We ask our brother to give us a concluding prayer.